Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A wealth of insight and advice for area gardeners is presented in the Beinhard Museum and Gardens 2014 Symposium. The annual session is scheduled for Friday, April 25th. Registration for the event is underway. Executive Director Ralph Calhoun stops by to share on the symposium's guest speakers and the Beinhard plant sale. Ralph, good to see you.
Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Well, how has this spring tradition developed over the years and assisted so many gardeners and growers in Northeast Louisiana?
Well, this is our 24th year. It was a concept developed by Dr. Neil Odenwald, who's our landscape consultant advisor. Mm-hmm. Lots of folks in the area know him. I say that the symposium is sort of the Neil Odenwald Northeast Louisiana fan club. Neil lives in Baton Rouge. But really, it's designed to, we have two presenters in the morning who come in and talk about gardening, and it may be gardening design, it may be new plants that are available. And then we have in the afternoon a floral designer who will come in and do design. So it's very much, that's almost a show. They're on stage, we're sitting under a tent, and they do some incredible floral design.
Yeah, the trio presenters set to share during the symposium. Jeffrey Carbo, he's worked extensively throughout the Southeast United States. Tell us what he's going to be discussing in this
session. Jeffrey's going to basically show a slideshow of some of the different projects that he has done. These are landscaping projects that incorporate not just the garden, but the house also. He's done a number of private commissions here in the Monroe area, and some of those will be shown. So, there'll be places that people can see during the talk, but also you could drive around town and probably know what some of these homes are also.
Yeah, you know, whether it's tricky weather patterns or ideal soil for growing, one of the things I think is a conversation about sustainability that he's going to be presenting.
Right, and just the idea that, you know, a lot of us put things in our yard that don't last, and a lot of us put things in our yard that we really shouldn't. And I think that's a lot of what he'll look at is choosing the right plants, choosing plants that are going to last, and you're it's less taxing to you and your yard if you do that.
Yeah. Well, some interaction and a call for what some may call courageous participants. Charles Allen, titled Edible and Useful Plants of the Gulf South.
Well, this is very different for us. I don't think we've ever had one where we actually got to eat some of what the presenter was talking about. But we will have tasty treats for some of these edible plants. And it goes from edible wild plants to also they're edible plants within the garden that, sometimes we don't realize we can eat.
Do we see those in our area, or are they kind of scarce?
Well, I mean, right now at Beinhard, we've got some kale, and, I'm not 100% sure what the one plant is. It looks like a mustard to me, but Frances, our horticulturalist, right, she's always putting some things in there that are edible. And then nasturtiums and dandelions, and there are a lot of things like that you can throw into a salad. I think Charles is probably going to go a bit beyond that to some plants that you and I would go, I had no idea we could eat that.
Well, the floral design presentation always shares creative ways of making the most of the elements that you have to work with. Tell us about this year's expert.
Catherine Strange is from Mississippi, and she has a book out that's called One Vase, Fearless Entertaining, and she goes through a calendar year with one container and just shows the different things you can do with one container. So whether it's a winter arrangement, a bridal arrangement, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and we're not going to get all 12 months in a couple of hours, but she's going to take one container and show us that it's not even going to look like the same container for each arrangement that she does.
Yeah,
kind of neat.
I imagine just such an engaged discussion when you talk about floral design and all the ideas that come from that.
Oh, yeah. And she's very popular. She's actually been in the area once not too long ago. And there are people who went to that talk who are going to come back to hear her again. So I think that kind of says the type of speaker that she is and the value. And we get her book in our gift shop, and we run out of it pretty quickly. So it'll be nice to have her there with a good quantity of her books and being there to sign them.
Well, we mentioned the symposium, but also getting underway that weekend is the plant sale at Biedenhorn. Share about some of the selection initiatives.
Right. This will be the second year for the plant sale. Mm-hmm. I guess the hook is if you come to the symposium, you get first crack at the plant sale. But then on Saturday from 8:30 to 1, that's Saturday, April 26, we have the plant sale. Actually, we'll be running down to Houston to Tree Search Farms to get plants that you're just not going to get locally. We don't want to compete with the local nurseries. We want, you know, really some unique and exotic kind of things. And we had plants from Tree Search last year. So we're looking forward to loading up a truck with those and bringing them back for people. Yeah. And like I say, it's just not stuff you're going to pick up at some of the big box stores and local nurseries. They're going to be different items.
Well, registration for the symposium is recommended. What does the fee include for the session?
You get both of the talks in the morning. You get the talk in the afternoon. We have a little bit of just kind of a drop-in breakfast items. And then we have a lunch also. Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned, the first crack at the plant sale, that'll
first
be
first crack at the plant sale. We think that's a draw.
It's a lot of great things that are going on. And also, of course, the holiday season coming up upon us.
Well, with Easter, we are we have special, I guess, special admissions to the garden the week of Easter. And then Saturday before Easter, we'll have the Easter Bunny there. Also, we're running out to Dallas next week to pick up an exhibit of 14 bronze statues that are Stations of the Cross that'll be inside the Bible Museum. So we're trying to get those in before Easter week. So I think folks will enjoy those then.
Well, the symposium coming up on Friday, April 25th. How can you find out about registering, Rob?
You can go to bmuseum.org or give us a call at 387-5281.
And is there an attendance capacity for the event coming up?
There is a capacity, and we'll hope to hit it.
All right. Finding out more about the Biedenhorn Symposium and the plant sale coming up Friday, April 25th. Ralph Calhoun is Executive Director with the Biedenhorn Museum and Gardens. Ralph, thanks for joining us.
We appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
You can hear this and other Landyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Landyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.